Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Hass of Team Reba.
And I'm Eric Austinus from Home Street Bank.
Yes, and we are back with Maura and Troy Treacher of Sound Bikes and Kayaks, and who were the beneficiaries of a really great SBA program that targets and assists veterans who want to start businesses. So even though you guys bought your business, it's still starting a business.
Yes.
Right? Because I caught you guys saying that earlier, like, well, you know, we bought it. It's like, either way.
You still have to make it your own. Yeah. It's still a new business to us.
Yes. And you were just describing on the break, like, you've already jumped in, you're moving things around, you're painting, kind of setting up other resources within the company. Like, you're jumping in with full ownership and putting your mark on it,
yes,
which I think is amazing. So I'm always a fan of anyone who's willing to do that because I know how hard it is.
It's not for the faint of heart, you know,
no,
by any stretch. So it's a lot of work and getting all the systems and mm-hmm. processes and procedures going. And it's right. one thing to be good at your craft.
Mm-hmm.
It's another to run a business that way.
Yeah,
and so if you have a passion for something, that's awesome to be able to do what, you know, have a job doing what you love. Mm-hmm. But then you got to run the business.
Yes.
And that's a whole different deal.
Yeah. So you mentioned, Troy, that you had found online this program mm-hmm. working with veterans, and then that kind of dovetailed itself into working with Home Street.
Right.
So what were all the benefits of getting engaged at that level? Like, what did you benefit from by seeking out those resources?
Right. And the big one is preparing my loan package.
Okay.
And that prevented me from putting together something myself and then sending it out to different banks and kind of mm-hmm. going through a weeding out process of while I was looking at the banks, they're also looking at me and trying to fine tune my package. So
okay.
Well, that's where the veterans VBOC really jumped in to help me prepare that package. So when it went to a good candidate like Home Street, it was ready to go.
Okay.
And that kind of kicked it off faster than if I wasn't using VBOC.
So what normally is in that, shall we say, package, mm-hmm. as you're calling it? What's normally in a package? Because a lot of people have never applied for an SBA loan.
Right.
So what had to be in that package?
And,
that was
and we were
out?
New to it as well. So a lot of questions, if any listeners are new to it, that jump in your head, those are the same questions that were going through my head. What is in the mm-hmm. package? So it's your business plan. So mm-hmm. what are you getting into? What business are you buying? What kind of industry it is?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the location? What's your customer base?
Mm-hmm.
What are your primary vendors? And then also, what are the financials of the company if you are buying a company? How strong is that company?
Yes.
And where's their growth going?
Because you're looking at that whole thing of like, what's the total area market?
Right. Who are your competitors?
Yes.
Yep. All that's in there. And VBOC helped me kind of find the resources to get the data, not just, I think this is going to be great, but here's the data to show that this mm-hmm. business is going in the right direction. And then when the bank looks at it, they see it in two parts. One is the business good? And two is the person applying for the loan, do they understand the business? Do they understand the finances of the business? And that's where VBOC really kind of got me ready. So when I went to Home Street, they saw me as saw us as qualified candidates.
And just to kind of clarify a few of our acronyms here. So so VBOC is the Veteran Business Outreach Center.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And these are the guys. Now they're in Olympia?
They're in Seattle.
Oh, they're in Seattle. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're in Seattle, and anyone who's a veteran can reach out to them and
yes.
get help saying, hey, I want to start a business or I want to buy a business,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to help you get things sorted out. SBA stands for Small Business Administration,
mm-hmm.
and this is a government-insured program where a bank will make a loan, but it's insured by the government. And an SBA loan is used to purchase a business. So it's not for real estate. It's not for a private residence or something like that. It's strictly for businesses. And excellent.
Yeah, I want to make sure because mm-hmm. it does include real estate.
You can, yeah.
If it's part of the business.
And that
because
was one
some
of my
businesses
for you
are
guys.
Inclusive right. of their real estate.
Right. So,
yeah, that's a good point.
So Troy Morris, so you purchased your building as well as the business?
No, just the business.
Yeah.
The building has been under ownership of the same family for quite a while.
Generations.
And it's been a long-term lease and a very good relationship with the landowner. So we continued that, and the landowner was happy to work with us. And they have a strong military background in their family, so they were excited when some veterans were getting involved.
It made a difference.
Yeah, it certainly did.
Oh, that's
excellent.
Anything like that that can kind of give you a leg up or a break or anything, that's awesome. And the business is right on Front Street?
Yes, and I have to say the building's really interesting. It was the old Sears building, like back when Port Angeles was first established.
Oh, the old catalog building.
And they have an underground tour they do, and they come through the shop every day. It's part of the Port Angeles underground tour, and they come through and they go down to our basement, which is the original Front Street, because they actually filled Port Angeles with dirt to bring it up a level because it would flood all the time.
I didn't even know that.
I know. It's the coolest thing. If you go down there, it's the old Sears sign, and in Halloween they set up.
I bet it's probably more interesting than the underground tour here in Pioneer Square, because that one's just like basically looking at a bunch of dirt and, I don't know, rats running around.
No rats on our tour. No rats.
Hey, I like that tour.
It's okay. If you go on it once, but, you know, every time you have someone in town, it's like, let me go show you some dirt.
I just like how the toilet is up on a pedestal.
Yes, and
we don't have any toilets on pedestals.
Because it had to be up higher, because otherwise when high tide came up, it would not be well.
Yeah.
But, okay,
that's
cool.
That's called the enema.
Okay.
Oh, my.
So, and speaking of climbing up a bug's thing, no, you have a climbing wall.
We have it's like a bouldering wall. So it's just like a little tiny wall. Not tiny. It's 12 feet by about 20.
25. Yeah.
It's fun, though. We have good route setters, and they put in routes, and we do all sorts of cool stuff for kids. We do a kids climbing class. We have women-only classes. We do all sorts of stuff on the climbing wall.
Okay, well, I'll warn you, if I come out there, I actually am slightly phobic of heights. I used to be part of the Mountaineers here locally.
Yeah, someone who's afraid of heights joins the Mountaineers.
Well, I did it on purpose because, you know, part of
that's
my...
That's how you face it.
That was facing my fear, because I had actually gotten caught above tree line in Colorado when I was a teenager and was left
there.
And a hailstorm happened. Like, I was up there with not all the right equipment, and I ended up with hypothermia and a huge headache because I was getting pounded by huge hail that was like, I don't know, probably not quite baseball size, but it was huge. And I ended up with this huge headache trying to get back, and realized this whole group of people, it was like a church trip that we were on for teenagers, they had left and gone to town, and someone had miscounted in the vans.
Oh,
they didn't even know
that
I was trapped up there for hours. I was up there screaming my lungs out.
This explains a lot.
It took the fun out of the sport real fast.
Totally took it out. So when I moved here in 89, when I was now like 21 years old, it was 5 years later, I was like, okay, I got to be able, if I'm going to live around the mountains, I want to be in the mountains, but I need to do something to do that. So I have tried rock climbing, but I am not friendly when the phobia kicks in. So if I'm ever at your shop, forgive me now.
We'd love to have you.
Put earmuffs on those small children. So they can't.
But I love the idea. Well, this just sounds like such a great, you know, it's possible for people to go out for weekends or even day trips, I'm sure, to do some of this kind of stuff. But I'm sure you have a lot of people just living in the area who come to your shop regularly.
Absolutely. And I would say the majority of our customer base is locals.
Okay.
That changes a little bit during the summertime. The locals, they love the outdoors. And again, a big reason that we got involved with the business is we want to get more and more locals out into the beautiful wilderness that we have out our back door. So the business is very conducive to that.
Well, and I'm looking at, so you've got the mountaineering and climbing, you've got classes for the kayaks, you got tours to go out as well. And then did I see something in here like you're even tied into some stuff with yoga?
I think they did yoga a little bit in the past. I don't know how much yoga we'll do moving forward. We might work with
It looks like it was a related thing kind of outside. It was like tied into one of your rides.
Yeah, there is some outdoor yoga that we might do in the future. But for right now, we're going to focus on mountaineering, climbing, kayaks, and the cycling, the biking.
Right. Okay, yeah, no, I'm with you on all of that stuff. Oh, wow. So exciting. I want to come out and check your shop out. I need to get out to the peninsula.
We get a little perfect weekend. You go kayaking one day and biking the next day.
We do bike rentals and kayak rentals.
Sure.
And I think a lot of people really enjoy that because they come to Port Angeles and they're looking for something to do.
Well, so I have a question for you. My husband and I just bought a boat this summer. Mm-hmm. If we came around out there on our, could we get to your shop even if we travel in by boat
nearby? Maybe if you call us and reserve a kayak rental, we'll paddle the kayak out to you. There,
so. We actually do have kayaks. Well, we could come in, but I'd be curious. I need to learn more skills. So I love the fact that you've got like learning how to do the Eskimo rolls and all those things, because those are really important to know how to do. And sadly, I don't.
And you bring up a good point. Even if someone has bikes and someone has kayaks, we still want them to come by our shop, because we're locals. We're connected. We're the good places to go are. Where's the good place to ride your bike on a busy weekend? Where's a good place to paddle when there's a strong southerly?
Where can you go mountain biking with your dog?
Right. Exactly. And we have our dog, so I would love that. Well, you also have this. I see on your website there's a click-to-play video about our exciting new Lego kayaks.
Yeah, lots of stuff, and we're going to be updating the base website, just the online website, where a lot of our current and active events are, is on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay. And all right. Where's that?
We're at Sound Bikes and Kayaks.
Okay.
Okay. At
so
like
it'd
the,
be at the ampersand, okay. And then, or not ampersand, what is it? At with the circle around
at
it.
Sign.
There you go.
Yep.
And then Sound Bikes, plural, Kayaks, plural.
Okay.
And that should pull up our Facebook page, and that's also our Instagram handle. We've been more active on Instagram. We like to do fun stuff on the climbing wall. We recently had a climber move up from Waco Tanks. He used to be a professional rock climber, and he brought all his gear. So one of the things that he did is he brings in his portal ledge, which is like the tent that hangs off the big wall.
Oh, wow.
And so the kids can come and play in it and stuff when he sets it up. So those are the things we're posting on Instagram, just fun stuff that's happening at the shop.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. So, okay. All right. I'm trying to find your Facebook page here right now. All right, so we're going back into the business. I want to make sure. So you had the prep for it, because part of this was to talk about.
Right, I don't
the
want this just to be a commercial for Sound Bikes and Kayaks.
I know. I'm so excited about that. Okay, so they helped you with your package. I'm going to get us back on track for that. So they helped you with your package. You were able to go to Home Street. Mm-hmm. So again, we were talking about what were the benefits of all of that. So the Home Street, yes, supportive of veterans, but how is it that they were supporting you guys?
Right. So the SBA loan is covering 50% of the guarantee fee for veterans.
And what's that mean?
There's a certain fee associated with an SBA loan. And if you're a veteran right now, SBA covers 50% of that.
Right. Which is significant.
Which is a significant amount.
It's a lot of money.
Like what would a typical kind of fee look like? Or does it vary?
I believe it's 2%.
Right.
And so covering half of that, you know, if you're borrowing, we won't talk your specific numbers, but let's say you're borrowing $500,000, you know, that's going to save you $5,000 in cost. And you know, when you're starting.
Is that 2%?
Well, that would be 1%. So it would be saving you half of $10,000.
Okay.
Half of $5,000.
Okay. And that could be your payroll the first month.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So let's hold that thought, and we'll get into a few more specifics on that. More on Open House with Team Reba. Call us toll-free, 866-712-1300.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.